First in family. What's going on, y'all? It's Sunday.
Sunday, is that what you were thinking about? What day it was? I had to think about it.
No. No. I was just thinking that I hit the button.
Yeah?
And it went really fast. So I don't think either of us were really ready for that. But that's okay, because I don't think anyone's going to be tuning in today, which is awesome. So if you're catching this on the replay, good for you. Thank you for catching back up on the information. It's Sunday. It's a holiday. And because of that, we understand if you're not here. Because if it wasn't for me trying to celebrate my birthday this year, we wouldn't be here. We would have been here on Friday. But that's okay. So we're just hanging out with you guys to maintain the discipline, if you will, maintain the habit of going live with the fam, to answer any questions you may have, and to talk about a very special day coming our way. Speaking of very special people, look who's here. Krista's here. Thank you for joining us. Good to see you. And good to see you too, Molly. Yep. I think it might be past Mother's Day in Japan. Oh, look. Eric Morris's quote is up here from last week. Let's pull that back and let's put Molly in. Shows you how much I checked in to this before I put the things up. I didn't even see that we had that comment up there. Molly says, you mean my move back to America? Hey, that's a good holiday.
That is a very important event coming up.
That's a good way to celebrate. That's not the event I was going to talk about, but if you want to talk about it, go ahead. Spill the tea, as the kids like to say, or share the deets.
Which means you'll be here in time for the October reunion.
Mm.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. But the excitement that we're talking about is kind of related to the excitement we just had. Anna and myself, meaning birthdays.
Yes.
And what Molly just said.
Look who pays attention.
Your big day is the same day. Moving day and my day. But more importantly, first ends day. That's right. It is time to say happy birthday to First End Nutrition. And this is a freaking big one, y'all. 5 years.
We're turning five.
5 years. Saturday, May 20th, is the day, officially on paper, according to the state of Florida, that First in Nutrition turns five. 5 years old. That's not the first day that First in 001 joined the family.
No.
That's not the first day that we bought the website, started making it, and had the idea for it.
That was way earlier.
Is the first day, according to the state of Florida, that First in Nutrition was brought forth into the universe and born legally, if you will. And guys, I'm going to go ahead and advise you on this. You may think it's a good idea because maybe the whole reason you started First in or your company is because you were aging. In my case, I was coming up on the big 4-0, and I was driving. Well, actually, I was riding while Ann was driving in the car, just like this.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, fuck, man. I said, I don't like the direction my life is heading. I don't like the company I'm partnered in. I don't like what we're doing. I don't like anything about this business. We had some life stuff we were going through I didn't like. I'm like, I just don't like anything. I was like, I need it to be different. I was like, I'm on the back half of my life, you know, I'm coming up on the death years where, you know, I'm on that back half, right? I'm on the borrowed time. You know, time's undefeated. We're all gonna die. Could be tomorrow, could be in the future, but I know I am on the back half of life. And I was like, I need it to mean more, right? So that, in essence, is where the incipient stages of starting First in, going our own way, righting some of the wrongs that I allowed myself to get involved in, that's where it came. And what better day to celebrate the rebirth of your own existence, your forward contribution to try to be the change you want to see in the world, make a difference, then your birthday. Then bringing birth your new baby on the same day of your birth. Sounds awesome. It's another day that I don't have to remember. It's a great day. But what happens when you do that is you don't get a birthday anymore. Your birthday gets thrust towards celebrating this freaking amazing family and this amazing thing we're part of. And that's okay. But that's why we went out of town this weekend, because we're starting to learn.
Do your birthday early.
We're starting to learn. Yeah. 5 years into this mix, and we're starting to learn. Just do the birthday the week before.
We got it.
And that's what we did.
We got it. And I had this planned for months.
And it was friggin' awesome. It was friggin' awesome. Yeah, I had an awesome birthday, and now I'm ready for First In to have an awesome birthday. And if you've been around for a birthday before, well, you know what's coming. We do things a little differently around here. If you haven't, if this is your first birthday with First In, then you might be in luck. Because we like to shake things up, do things a little differently, and instead of asking you guys to give First In, to shower First In with love, affection, and presence, we decide to do that to the family, as it should be. We like to give members of this family presents to celebrate First In being possible, because without members of this family, it would not be possible, and we do not take that for granted. So, this week, starting Friday, because just like Jonathan likes to party early and spread the birthday out, First In does too. Starting Friday at 12:01, First In's birthday party will be in full effect. And what that means, easy for me to say, what that means is there's a special link that if I would have prepped for this, I would flash across the screen right now.
But it's not up yet.
It is up yet, actually. You go to happybirthdayfinn, firstinnutrition.com/happybirthday/finn. You will be greeted with a lovely countdown. And in fact, I can, through the power of magic over here, try to load it up for you guys. Wish me luck on here, because I don't know if this is going to work or not. But we'll find out. We'll find out, won't we?
Hi, there it is.
All right, so hold on. Let me click down here, this magical thing, see if this works. That's not going to work.
No. Nope.
Let's go back. Let's not do that, right?
Just kidding.
If you go to the website, you'll see it. We'll post this.
You'll get emails. Yep. Don't worry.
Yep. I'm not going to mess with it. That's what Friday is for.
There's a countdown.
It lets you know that May 19th, 2023, in right now, 4 days, 6 hours, 21 minutes, 58 seconds, the link will be live. And that is where you will be able to reap the rewards of birthday benefits from First In. It's actually not where you will be able to reap the rewards of birthday benefits from First In, because you, as current members of First In, will have to go through the member portal.
Yeah.
That's all going to get explained in email. That's all going to get explained several times throughout the week. It's all going to get explained if you want to post a question in the group on the post that explain it. It's all going to get explained there. But what does it mean? What kind of gifts will First In be giving away? Is it like a sweater? Is it like a pair of socks? Is it like a $5 gift card for gas? No.
Something way more useful.
Something way more useful than that. The gift of giving yourself the best gift you could ever give, investing in yourself with First In. Long story long, because it's my birthday, and that's how I'm rolling. We will be offering birthday bonuses for everyone who joins the fam and everyone who continues their journey with the fam in the form of free weeks. So, if you join the family, not you join the family, if a friend of yours, a family member of yours, a coworker of yours, whomever you inspire to join the family, signs up May 19th, May 20th, May 21st, May 22nd even, through the birthday link, their 24-week program will magically become a 28-week program when First In gives them 4 weeks. It's pretty cool, right? It's pretty awesome. If they happen to sign up for a one-year program, which is one of the two times per year that non-members of the family are able to join for a year, they will get 8 weeks free on top of the program, on top of the 4 free weeks they get for signing up for a year to begin with, which is pretty wild if you think about it.
So we're talking 60 total weeks.
60 total weeks for the price of 48 total weeks. I mean, right? Mind blown. First In is a generous toddler. You cannot say that that is not a giving child. I'm just saying. Members of the family, the same applies for you.
Yeah. 4 weeks on your 24-week programs, 8 weeks on your 1 year.
You, however, do not go to firstinnutrition.com/happybirthdayfirstin because the registration process for new members is different for current members. And that's just going to save you a whole lot of time, not have to fill out the form, and it's going to make sure that you get taken to the right place to continue your journey. So we want to make sure that you guys do that, and that link will be explained as well. Now, a couple things that come up quite frequently when we do birthdays. And this is just some formalities. We have not found the best way to explain this. We try our best, but we get it wrong, so we're gonna try to do it a little bit differently this year. A couple things. If you invite someone to join the family, yes, Fin for the Win applies as well. So not only do they get 4 weeks free, but you get 4 weeks for inspiring them as well, which is pretty freaking awesome. So now is a great time for you to use that as an extra bonus for anyone that may be on the fence, that may be thinking about joining the family, that may have not been sure for a while, like, oh, you know, I'm not, hey, listen, they're giving you another 4 free weeks, and I get 4 free weeks. So let's go ahead and make this a happy birthday. So yes, Fin for the Win applies for the birthday as well. You do not have to be eligible to continue. You don't have to be up. You can stock this up. It will get added to the end of your program. So if you have like 10 weeks left and you buy a 24-week program, which is a 28-week program, you will have 38 weeks left effectively. Now, the caveat to that is, let's say you're paying in full. You paid in full, 10 weeks left, 14 weeks ago. You will pay in full on May 19th, and that will extend, right?
Or whatever day you sign up.
Right, 20th, 21st, 22nd, whatever it is. You pay. Swipe the card, it goes. If you are on installments, and you have, say, 2 installments left, you will have a 2-month or a 2-4-week block where you have double installments.
So your previous payments do not stop, and this one starts immediately. So you may have months where you get double payments if you are on the installments.
The weeks do not run out doubled.
No.
They go on the end, and that means you will have many weeks where you do not have a payment.
We just don't have the ability to put a delay on a payment processor. It starts immediately.
Well, guys, it's not an IOU either.
It's not, yeah.
Go to Best Buy on Black Friday and say, hey, I'd like $1,000 off that TV, but I don't want to pay for it now. They're going to go, yeah, that's not how a limited engagement sale works. They're going to go, no, we're going to be nicer than that. And we're just going to try to explain why we can't do it that way. We can't do it with a payment processor. And this is a limited thing. This is for our birthday. This is to celebrate First and Fifth birthday. It's not to tell you have to sign up now. It's to say, hey, if you want to take advantage, if you want to get on this birthday cycle and you want to do it, you absolutely can. But if you have 1, 2, 3 installments left, there will be those consecutive cycles where you may have one this week and one the next week, or 1, 2 weeks apart. They are independent of each other. It's kind of like buying 2 televisions, right? It's just that, you know, different prices, different credit card dates, different whatever, different payment cycles, but you still get both TVs, so it's a win-win. What else about birthdays comes up?
I think that's the big one.
Yeah.
Installments.
Yeah, and you know, if you paid in full before and you want to do installments now, if you're still doing installments, you want to pay in full, if you want to, you know, stock up freaking 8 years, whatever you want to do, let us know. We'll figure it out. But this is a great time to get yourself some presents, man. rely on the generosity of this five-year-old and help us celebrate the best thing that's ever happened to us and hopefully a pretty good thing that's happened to you guys. And that's First in Family, man. We're really, really excited. 5 years is a long time to be able to do what you love. And we feel very fortunate to be able to do that. And that's why we make it a deal every year to do our best to give back to you guys, to the fam. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that resonates. If anyone has any questions about the birthday, let us know. Lay them on us. We are excited about this. There will be emails. There will be talks. There will be posts. But please, you know, do not... let me wind that back. Please feel free to tell your friends, tell your family, tell Facebook, tell Instagram, make TikTok, whatever you want to do. Please feel free to spread the word as much as you possibly desire to. Because again, this is a great chance for new members of the family to join and get the best possible bonus they can, additional time to work on living their best life. I will, however, caution you guys from just posting a link out there. One, it is going to not be seen by anyone. If you post a birthday link, you might as well just delete it right afterwards because the algorithm is that brutal towards posting links. Not only that, but think back to what it took to inspire you to make this commitment to yourself and to trust First In to guide you on your journey. I'm almost 99.9% sure it wasn't a link. It was probably a lot more, whether it was just seeing people's changes over time, whether it was a personal friend that was having success, whether it was a conversation or multiple conversations with somebody. I'm pretty sure it wasn't just a link. So when you just post a link, it's not gonna get seen, so your good intention is going to be not realized, but two, it's also not what you want. It's not going to inspire anyone to actually make a change. So this is a great time to have conversations, to reach out to people, to explain what you're doing, and to let them know like now's a good time for them to join too. I don't wanna say don't post a link because anything you wanna do is awesome, but if you truly wanna help people, understand that these platforms will penalize you for doing that. And that's just why you won't see us post links like that, because we want as many people as possible to be able to have this opportunity to join us. So that's why we don't do it. It just doesn't work anymore. Marketers ruin everything, and they ruin that one for sure. The platform's caught on. So yeah, that's all we got, man. Birthday stuff. If y'all have anything to say about the birthday, let us know. If not, we're gonna hang out for a little bit and. I don't know. We got a lot of work we have to do, yep. Man. We went out of town, and every time we do that, we got to pay for it. So we'll be playing catch up for the next couple of days. But let us know if you have anything. We just want to get on here and let everybody know that the birthday is coming. Now's a great time to continue if you're eligible to continue. Now's a great time to continue if you just want some gifts, some bonus weeks on First In. Please take advantage of them. And now is an especially great time to reach out to friends and family that you think might be a great fit for our family, because we would love to have them with us. If you got anything, let us know. A couple things here. Anna Patterson says she is signed up for the reunion.
Yes, you are.
Heck yeah, we got you in there. Coach Kelly says she is coming to the reunion too. We are very excited about that. And we're pretty excited that Coach Kelly's going to be at Muster. You know, I'm just saying, yes. That's pretty freaking awesome.
Super excited.
So, old Coach Kelly dragging Garrett along to the Muster. Pretty happy.
Oh, you guys are going to love
Pretty happy about that, man. Can't wait to do that with you guys. It's going to be awesome. Coach Kelly says, happy birthday, Jonathan. Happy birthday, First In. Love how well you guys take care of our family.
You guys take care of us.
That's
way
it.
More.
That's it. You know, it's funny. We joke and I talk about like how I haven't had a birthday in 5 years. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
These have been the best birthdays.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Because, you know, we don't take for granted the fact that we get to do this, right? Like, this is our life. Like, you know, it's funny. We were only gone. Like, we left Friday morning and we were driving back today. And we're like, oh, yeah, you know, something about get home. And I was like, yeah, you know, you want to see Pork Chop? And she's like, yeah, I want to get to work, too. Like, you know, we were gone for 2 days. We're already like, hey, let's get to work. You know, so we are excited that we get to do this and to have been able to spend the last 5 years building and growing this family with this family is a pretty incredible thing, and we definitely don't take it for granted. So yeah, I love that you know, all joking aside, that first Dan's birthday comes first, because that's really how it should be, man. This family is everything to us, and every chance that we get to celebrate with you guys and to do stuff like this for the family, we're all about it. So that's all I got on that. But if anybody has anything else, let us know. If not, we might get out of here a little bit early. Yeah.
That's birthday.
It. Yep. Birthday. Yep. So, speaking of birthdays, just to kill a few more minutes, give you guys time to figure out anything you may have for us and to entertain people on the replay. My birthday early was pretty epic. We went and did an early Mother's Day with my mom at Texas Day Brazil, which means I got to eat a bunch of food, which is awesome.
All the things.
And then we went that night and we had some plans fall through, circled back, made some new plans, and got to go eat popcorn and see John Wick. Super freaking awesome.
The new John Wick is good. It's long, but it's really good.
We don't get to do the usual thing very often. Then the next day we got up, and I didn't know what we were doing. Zero clue.
This is the longest secret that I have kept from Jonathan ever. Forever in the 134 years we've been together.
Zero clue. Right.
I just told him where to be.
And so we're just cruising, and I noticed we're going north and reading some signs and whatever. I don't know what we're doing. End up getting to a hotel. We're in St. Augustine, and I'm like, all right, you know, cool, whatever, man. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, not my number one destination of choice, but happy wife, happy life. She has something planned, whatever it is, some nerd art festival, whatever crap she thought she'd take me to. I'm here for it, man.
I've totally taken you to before.
I'm just going to have a smile on my face, you know. She's like, oh, yeah. Just all this stuff's going through my head as we're driving. I'm like, I just want to go home.
He's thinking about how he can be happy and pretend that he's excited about whatever we're doing.
I just want to work, you know. I'm going to put the face on like when, you know, you open the Christmas presents as a kid and it's like a flannel shirt. And you're like, oh, thanks, Grandma.
Right, guys, because I don't make decisions about Jonathan's birthday or Christmas without having some kind of input from him. It's usually like, hey, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? Because that's risky, right? Making a decision, especially for this one who has what he needs, doesn't want anything, and really wants to be home working all the time, it's tough. So I was like crossing my fingers and my toes, and this was months ago we made these plans. So
literally as we're driving, I'm like, man, I would just rather be home working. So I'm just trying to go with it, man. Hey, she did something nice for me. Awesome. I appreciate her. It's a thought that counts. I'm going to try my best to not have my normal face on, which is, you know, like let's just whatever. So long story short, we're talking to a friend up there who gave us some place to eat, and we're driving around or whatever. And, you know, Anne's like, she'd ask me, she's like, do you want to know? I was like, oh, just hammer down, keep it a surprise. Well, a couple of things came out, and I'm like, I kind of figured out we were going to see someone.
Because right? I had to tell him it was going to be outside. At an amphitheater, right? Because I was like, listen, it's covered, but it's outside. So I had to tell him this because he needed to know what to wear.
So, you know, now it's no longer an art show. It's no longer whatever. And I'm like, whatever. And so I'm like, all right, I got it in my head that we're going to see someone. And, you know, I can really only think of one person in my head that she would drag me out to see.
And not tell you yet.
And not tell me about it, right? Because most of the people that I would get dragged out to see, they'd be my friends, and I'd be having to get us tickets. I'd be calling them, hey, get us on that list, you know? So there was one particular, you know, in town, and she's like, who do you think we're going to see? I'm like, tell me who we're going to see. She's like, who do you think we're going to see? And I said, is it so-and-so? And I don't know why I'm acting secretive here. I said, is it Coheed? Because I knew they were in town, but the one time they were coming in town, it would have cost, what, like $1,000?
Yeah, it's like a festival.
It's a festival,
thing.
Like multi-day thing, and you got to stay. And I was like, please say it's not that.
And Coheed is typically the one band that I would ever drag him to see, typically.
Right. So I was like, is it? Do they have a one-off show or something you found out about that I didn't hear about or whatever? And she goes, no. She goes, it's Tenacious D. And I literally about crapped my pants with joy because I love Tenacious D so much.
This is Jack Black's band. For anybody who doesn't know, go look them up.
I mean, just, it's not safe for work.
Not safe for work.
But
or kids.
I freaking love Tenacious D so much. Like, throwing all the way back to the freaking HBO show. I mean, I have loved Tenacious D for so freaking long, and I annoy the shit out of her by constantly singing Tenacious D songs that she has never heard in her life. And she's like, that is so stupid.
But he's so happy when he does it.
And like, I was so freaking just excited beside myself that she thought to do this, that she freaking kept this from me, that whatever, and that she had enough wherewithal to freaking do the, and the crazy thing is, what, 3 days ago, they just released a new song.
I thought he had figured this out. So, like, months ago, he mentioned something about Tenacious D, and I, in passing, was like, it came up on my phone. One of us must have said it. He must have said it. And it said they're in St. Augustine. It was a last-minute edition show. They weren't even supposed to come. And so 3 months ago, I was like, Chip, I'm going to get the tickets and cross my fingers, and I'm going to pray and hope. So when he brought this up like 3 days ago, he's like, hey, Tenacious D has this new song, and he's playing it. And I was like, shit, he figured it out. Like, he searched this. He knows my whole secret's going to be ruined.
I follow Tenacious D, and I follow Jack Black, and it popped up. And I'm like, oh, she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, Tenacious D just had a new song, this new video. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. This is some weird shit, you know? But I'm like, it's real catchy. Like, I'm singing it. And she thought, like, I knew, like, I was trying to, and I had no idea.
I thought he was pretending freaking clue. The whole last 3 days that he knew.
Like, and when she told me we were going to see Tenacious D, like, I about lost my mind. And it was so freaking awesome.
So worth it.
It was absolutely, probably, like, one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
And they sang the new song that just came out a few days ago, and they ended with the song he sings to me around the house all the time.
It's a ditty, for it's sure. I didn't want to say the song title.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, not safe for work.
If you need to know, we'll talk about it.
It's a very gentle song. until it's not. But yes, it was freaking amazing. They had a blow up Satan whose wings flapped. They had pyro.
They had a robot.
They had a giant metal god lord. Man, it was awesome.
For real,
top birthday that I can recall.
I know like one Tenacious D song, and not that I know it. I've heard it. So like the lyrics make sense because I know that I've heard it before. I'm not really a huge fan. I'm not going to drive around listening to them. I'm not going to sing it to Jonathan. But guys, for a solid hour and a half, I wasn't bored. Not 1 minute. And I knew none of these songs.
The D.
Zero lyrics. I forgot that I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of it. And by the time I asked him, he's like, it's almost done. You better go. Like, it was so much fun. I'm so impressed at the voice that Jack Black has on him. I
freaking amazing.
I don't know what else to say.
It was epic. Like, it was seriously like top birthday ever. And I'm pretty pumped on it. And I'm not even that mad that after today we woke up and our plan was to go get birthday burritos. And they were closed. Not even mad about it, because we spent the whole car ride home from St. Augustine listening to Tenacious D, the thing she just said she doesn't do.
And we got Gideon's cookies. Got mellow mushroom pizza. Yeah.
It was good. It was a good birthday, and it was a good surprise. Coach Amy says, I'm late, but I love seeing those faces. I'm pure proud of you, Anne, for keeping the secret for so long. She knew you'd be excited. I was blown away.
I told Amy.
Like, it was seriously awesome. Is this Corey? Said, hey, Montgomery's,
yes.
And then said, Montgomery's.
Yes.
You know, plural possessive. We'll go either way.
I like it both.
Good to see you here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so freaking birthday madness for Jonathan was done. Birthday madness for First In is just beginning.
It's coming.
So again, help First In celebrate their fifth birthday. It's fifth birthday. Our fifth birthday. The fam's fifth birthday. Tell your friends. Tell your husband. Tell your wife. Hide your friends. Don't hide them from First In. That'd be a terrible friend. Tell them all. Bring them to the fam. That's what I got.
That's it.
So. Yes.
Yep. Finn birthday madness.
Finn Birthday Madness. Tenacious D should write a song about it. But then we couldn't play it for anybody.
We'll work on that.
But yeah, so I had a great birthday. Thanks to everyone who wished me a happy birthday. Extra early. Thanks to everyone who wished me a happy early birthday, because I tried to put that on there that it was early, but I failed at that. So thank you guys. My birthday is still coming, but it is largely and rightfully outshadowed by First Finn's birthday. So we'll have some emails coming out, some posts in the group, and if you have any questions on how to spread the word about this birthday season of First Finn, let us know, and we'll try to get some answers for you. But on that note, we're out of here. We got two more to cover because we're old and our ears are ringing, and we got cookies to eat tonight. So thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for making this upcoming fifth birthday for First Finn possible. And thanks, most of all, for being First Finn. You guys are awesome. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.